Good morning, I'm Dom Zaki for Hollywood Bets. Well, today's a sad day for me as this will be our last podcast. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the entire Hollywood team for their help and support. A very, very professional outfit. And to you, the punter, thank you for your support. Without you, there will be no game. Today we are racing out at Fairview. We have a 9-race program and the first kicks off at 11:55, early start at 11:55. Let's hope we can tip a few winners on our last day. Let's move on to our Hollywood Bets market movers out at Fairview. In race one, number 5, Don Reposado, from 14 to 10 into even money. In race 4, number 5, Mr. Cobbs, from 4 to 1 into 7 to 2. And in race 7, number 3, Crimson King, from 11 to 2 into 9 to 2. And those market movers were brought to you by Hollywood Bets. The market has been a little bit quiet at this stage, but I'm sure it'll heat up a bit closer to race time. Our best bet of the day does come up in race 1, and that's number 5, Don Reposado, from the Candace Bass Robertson stable, ridden by Elder Dumaya. Now, Don Reposado does bring some strong cape form to Fairview today. If you go back 3 runs over the 1200 at Kenilworth, drawn 11 out of 12 over the 1200, and went to the front on that occasion and just tied in the last 200 to get beat by 3.5 lengths behind Val d'Amort. It was a good effort, and he did come from a bit of a bad draw on that occasion. In his next start over the 1250 at Durbanville, I think we can put a line through this run. He ran 6 lengths behind Winchester Mansion, but on that occasion he did have excuses. He was drawn 9 out of 11 and had to take his medicine and race 3 and 4 wide right around the bend. In his next start over the Durbanville 1000 meters, he made amendments and ran a good second, only ahead behind Imposing Angel. It was a good effort and a strong run. All he has to do today, Don Reposado, is produce his last run to win this race. I think he does bring the strongest form into this race, and he will be hard to beat. He has got a neat draw of 5, and he has got the services of Elder Dumaya. So Don Reposado will be our best bet of the day. Our second best bet of the day comes up in race 8, and that's number 2, Santa Teresa, from the Alan Krief Yard, ridden by Greg Sheen. Now, Santa Teresa is a top-class filly. She's raced 9 times for 7 wins, a second and a fourth. She's ultra-consistent and she is very classy. If you go back to her third last run, she won going away by 2.5 lengths, beating Princess Khaleesi. That form line was super strong. There were 2 winners from that form line. Nippy Sweet did come out to win, and Santa Teresa did come out to win her next start in fine style. Over the 1600... at Fairview, she came from about 10th position, 10, 11 lengths off them, coming around the bend, and she won going away by 3.5 lengths. I thought that was her most impressive win. There were 2 winners out of 13 runners from that form line. Step Lively did come out to win, and Santa Teresa did come out to win her next start, also coming from about 4 lengths off them to win going away, beating Musical Glitch. That form line also produced another winner in the form of Bold Diva. Santa Teresa is top class. She is a very, very talented filly. She has got the services of Greg Sheen, and she does come from a fair draw of 7, and I do think she's going to be hard to beat. She will be our second best bet of the day. Now, if we take the double Don Reposado onto Santa Teresa, it does work out to 4-1. It's a nice double at a good price. Get those doubles on with Hollywood Bets. Exotic for the day is going to be the Barpot, and the closing time is 12:25. The starting point is race 2. Take note, this is a 9-race program. The Barpot numbers are 1 and 3 by 1, 2, 3 by 1, 5, 9 by 1, 9, 11 by 1 and 2 by 3, 4, and 5. It's a 324 rand Barpot perm. I do think it's quite competitive, this Barpot, and I do feel it could possibly pay a few rand. Let's hope we double up in 1 or 2 legs. Well, it's a lovely but competitive card out at Fairview. And from me, Dom Zaki, goodbye. And once again, thank you all for your support.